大卫曾经短暂的进入这个基伊拉，然后很快的又离开。
So David once, for a very short period of time, went to Keilah and then left.
这是神给他的指示神的带领，神的安排。
And so this is the will of God and the guidance of God.
我们从这当中我们来学习看来看到跟学习神的带领跟安排。
So from this event, let us learn about God's guidance and plan.
我们先简单的来看一下当时的背景。
So let us review the background.
请看撒母记上二十章四十二节。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 20 verse 42.
这一节在讲约拿单跟大卫这两位好朋友他们的分别。
So this verse talks about how David and Jonathan, who were very good friends, had to separate.
这两个人都曾经因为他们个人的勇敢，让以色列人大大的胜过腓力士人。
Yes, and both of these two men, because of their courage, have once caused the Israelites to be victorious over the Philistines.
现在这两个朋友因为整个环境局势的因素他们必须要分别。
And so because of their environment, these two friends now had to go their separate ways.
那大卫走上一条辛苦的道路但是他最后是成功的，他成为以色列的王。
But so even though David had to go on a very difficult journey, at the end he was successful in that he became the king of Israel.
是耶拿单。他必须继续的跟随他的父亲扫罗。
Jonathan had to continue following his father Saul.
就跟着父亲渐渐的走上失败的结局。
So he had to continue with his father to go on the way of failure.
那这就是很真实的人生。
So this is the reality of life.
这个。能力差不多但是走不同，必须走不同的路就会有不同的结果。
They had similar abilities, but because they had to walk on different paths, they had very different results.
再请看二十一章第一节。
Let's turn to chapter 21, verse 1.
大卫躲避扫罗的其中一个。最早的时候呢，他去找这个祭司亚比米勒，二十一章的第一节。
When David was fleeing from Saul, he came to Ahimelech the priest. So, chapter 21, verse 1.
大卫没有食物手中也没有武器。
So David had no food and he had no weapon with him.
所以这个祭司给他食物也给他武器。
So this priest gave him food and a weapon.
我们请看。第九节。
Let's read verse 9.
祭司说：“你在以拉谷杀腓力士人歌利亚的那刀在这里，裹在布巾中，放在以弗的后面，你就可以拿去。除此以外，再没有别的。”大卫说：“这刀没有可比的，求你给我。”
So the priest said, "The sword of Goliath the Philistine, whom you killed in the valley of Elah, there it is, wrapped in a cloth behind the ephod."If you will take that, take it, for there is no other except that one here. And David said, "There is none like it. Give it to me."
这个哥利亚所用的刀是放在祭司那里。
So the sword that Goliath used was at where the priest was.
那现在这个祭司将哥利亚所用的刀给了大卫。
So the priest gave the sword of Goliath to David.
大卫得到这把刀，他说这刀没有可比的。
And David, when he got the sword, he said, "There is none like it."
但是往后我们看，再也没有提到这把刀。
But later on, when we read, the sword was never mentioned again.
大卫的得胜，大卫的成功不是靠着很好的武器。
David's success in victory was not reliant on this sword.
再请看二十二章第一节。
Let's turn to chapter 22, verse 1.
大卫就离开那里 逃到亚杜兰洞，他的弟兄和父亲全家人听见了，都吓到他那里。
David therefore departed from there and escaped to the cave of Adullam. So when his brothers and all his father's house heard it, they went down there to him.
一个人的事情有时候是会影响到全家人。
So one man's problems may influence their entire family.
因为大卫所以大卫全家人都必须要到他那里。
And because of David, his entire family had to go to where he was.
第二节
Verse 2.
凡受窘迫的、欠债的、心里苦恼的都聚集到大卫那里。大卫就做他们的头目，跟随他的约有四百个人。
And everyone who was in distress, everyone who was in debt, and everyone who was discontented gathered to him. So he became captain over them, and there were about 400 men with him.
这里讲到有四百个人他们跟随大卫。
So there were about 400 men following David.
那他们的情况在这一节里头做了描述。
And so this verse describes the situation that these men were in.
那些勇士，那些有能力的跑到哪里去了？
Where were the warriors, the people who had great ability, where were they?
我们请看14章52节。
Let's turn to chapter 14, verse 52.
撒母记上14章52节。
First Samuel chapter 14, verse 52.
扫罗平生常与非利士人大大征战，扫罗遇见有能力的或勇士，都招募了来。
Now there was fierce war with the Philistines all the days of Saul, and when Saul saw any strong man or any valiant man, he took him for himself.
所以那些勇士、那些有能力的都到了扫罗那里。
So all the strong men or valiant men, they all went to Saul.
这是当时的背景。
So this is the background.
我们再看一下22章的第五节。
Let's turn to chapter 22, verse 5.
先知加德对大卫说，你不要住在山寨，要往犹大地去。大卫就离开那里，进入哈列的树林。
Now the prophet Gad said to David, do not stay in the stronghold. Depart and go to the land of Judah. So David departed and went into the forest of Hereth.
当我们说求神带领，
When we ask God for guidance,
那我们必须知道神的指示是什么。
We need to know what his will is.
这个大卫需要神的带领。
Here David needed the guidance of God.
所以神借着先知加德来指示大卫说你要到犹大地去。
So here God through the prophet Gad commanded David to depart and go to the land of Judah.
那23章就讲到大卫他为什么进入这个基伊拉。
In chapter 23, it describes why David came to the city of Keilah.
因为有非利士人来攻打他们。
Because the Philistines attacked the city.
那所以他们来请求大卫去帮助他们，去救他们。
So they asked David to go and save them.
他们没有去这个请求扫罗。
They did not ask for Saul's help.
因为很紧急或许求大卫比较快。
Because it was very urgent, and maybe asking for David's help was faster.
那大卫在这样的在这个时刻他特别需要神的带领。
And in this situation, David especially needed God's guidance.
所以大卫就求问神，他可不可以去帮助这座城市。
So David inquired of God to ask him if he could go and save the city.
神给他的回应是，你可以去，你可以救，你可以救得了他们。
And the Lord's answer was he permitted him to go and to save them.
但是这些跟随大卫的人，他们却持着反对的意见。
But the David's men had other opinions.
23章第三节。
Chapter 23, verse 3.
跟随大卫的人对他说：“我们在犹大地这里尚且惧怕，何况往基拉去攻打非利士人的军旅呢？”
But David's men said to him, "Look, we are afraid here in Judah. How much more than if we go to Keilah against the armies of the Philistines?"
这是众人的担忧。
This was why the men were worried.
也就是说，我们都很难保护我们自己了，我们怎么有办法去帮助别人，去救别人？
Because if we can't even protect ourselves, how can we go and help other people?
那大卫是他们的头目。
And David was their captain.
那大卫已经求问过神。
And David had already inquired of the Lord.
如果是你，你会怎么反应？
If it were you, how would you have reacted?
不用多说，跟我走。
Do not ask, just come with me.
好，那我们看大卫他是怎么做。
So let's read how David acted.
第四节。
Verse 4.
大卫又求问主，主回答说：“你起身下基伊拉去，我必将会利士人交在你手里。”
Then David inquired of the Lord once again, and the Lord answered him and said, "Arise, go down to Keilah, for I will deliver the Philistines into your hand."
哦，一个有信心的人，只要神跟他讲一次，他就信了。
Someone who has faith, they only need to ask God once, and they will believe.
那为什么在这里，大卫还要再问一次？
Why did David here ask the Lord once again?
他不是为自己问，他是为这些人来问。
He was not inquiring of God for himself, but for his followers.
哦，那当然这个要耽误一些时间。
Of course, this takes some time.
哦，其实大卫是已经相信神，啊，将会利士人交在他手里。
Of course, David already believed that God would give the Philistines into his hand.
哦，但是为了这些人，大卫再求问神一次。
But for the sake of the men, he inquired of the Lord once again.
哦，这是我们在人与人相处的当中，哦，我们可以学习的。
This is something we can learn about in our interactions with other people.
啊，为了别人，哦，我们可以多走一步；为了别人，我们可以多花一点时间。
For the sake of others, we can take one step further. For the sake of others, we can spend more time.
啊，这也就是为什么大卫可以成为他们的头目。
This is why David could be their captain.
那当时大卫是怎么求问神的
？So how did David inquire of the Lord?
啊，他很清楚得到神的指示。
He very clearly received God's instruction.
啊，因为有祭司跟着大卫，所以他们用以弗德来求问神。
Because the priest was with David, so they inquired of the Lord through the ephod.
啊，今天我们愿意神啊，我们也很愿意，很希望神带领我们。
Today, we hope that God will guide us.
那今天我们没有以弗德，我们也不用以弗德。
Today we do not have an ephod and we do not need an ephod.
啊，那我们怎么如何清楚的来知道神的带领
？So how do we ask God for His guidance？
啊，神的带领啊是确定的啊，但是所用的工具可以不一样。
God's guidance is sure, but the tools in which He makes it known to us are different.
啊，今天我们怎如何来明白？啊，这个明白神对我们的指示跟带领。
So today, how do we know of God's will and guidance?
哦，那第一个啊，我们基本上在生活上，我们都有一些的知识跟一些的经验。
So in our daily lives, we all have knowledge and experience.
好，所以我们可以很清楚的判断，啊，我们所要走的方向，所要做的事情合不合理。
So we can easily judge whether the path we take is reasonable.
我们请看耶拿书的第四章。
Let's turn to Jonah chapter 4.
耶拿书第四章第四节。
Jonah chapter 4, verse 4.
好，请念。
Verse 4. Then the Lord said, "Is it right for you to be angry?"
哦，这神对耶拿说：“你这样发怒啊，合理吗
？”So the Lord said to Jonah, "Is it right for you to be angry?"
啊，第九节。
Verse 9.
神对耶拿说：“你用这匹马发怒，合理吗
？”Then God said to Jonah, "Is it right for you to be angry about the plant?"
哦，神连续两次问耶拿：“你这样子合理吗
？”So two times God asked Jonah, "Is it right for you to be angry?"
啊，所以一般来讲啊，神不要我们啊，进行一些不合理的事情。
So generally speaking, God does not want us to do things that are unreasonable.
哦，除非我们很清楚，否则的话，啊，神通常不会要我们做不合理的事情。
Unless we are very clear, usually God would not want us to do what is unreasonable.
啊，是的。啊，偶尔神要我们做的事情， 对我们来讲是不合理的。
Of course, sometimes the things that God wants us to do may seem unreasonable to us.
但是我们会很清楚的知道，是的，是不合理，但是是这是神要我做的。
But we will know very clearly that even though this seems unreasonable, this is what God wants me to do.
请问大卫的时代，他们有没有圣经？
Let me ask, in David's time, did they have the Bible?
他们没有圣经。
They did not.
甚至到主耶稣的时代，保罗的时代，也不是一般人像我们今天这么普遍的都可以拥有圣经。
Even in the time of Jesus, in the time of Paul, they did not have the Bible like we do today.
为什么今天神让我们这么普遍的大家都拥有圣经？
So why did God allow everybody now to have a Bible?
那就是从圣经里头，我们来得到这个神给我们的指示。
So we can receive God's guidance from the Bible.
那我们学习圣经，查考圣经，明白圣经。
So if we study the Bible, read the Bible, study it.
那所以我们所要做的事情，所要走的方向，我们就要想到合不合乎圣经的教导。
So whatever path we take, we must think whether it is in accordance with the Bible.
圣经的教导是非常的准确的。
And the teachings of the Bible are correct.
我们请看希伯来书第四章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 4.
希伯来书四章十二节。
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12.
神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨与骨髓都能刺入破开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。
For the word of God is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
这个神的道，这里叫做活泼的，也叫做生命之道。
So the word of God is living, and the word of God is the word of life.
所以圣经，不是只是一大堆的知识。
So the Bible is not a book of knowledge.
圣经是跟我们生活的每一个层面是有关系的。
The Bible has to do with every aspect of our lives.
所以我们从圣经里头，我们可以得到这个神的神的指示，神的带领。
So from the Bible, we can receive God's instruction and guidance.
那还有我们请看约翰一书第三章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 3.
约翰一书第三章二十一节。
First John chapter 3 verse 21.
二十一节，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们的心若不责备我们，就可以向神坦然无惧了。
Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence toward God.
神赐给我们有良心。
So God has given us a conscience.
所以我们常常求神帮助，保持一个非常清楚的良心。
We ask God for us to be able to maintain a very clear conscience.
这良心会常常会提醒我们这个合理或不合理。
Our conscience will always remind us whether this is reasonable or unreasonable.
这良心常常会提醒我们这个有没有合乎圣经的道理。
Our conscience will also remind us whether or not this is accordance to the Bible.
所以我们今天或许没有所谓的先知来指示我们。
So even though today we may not have so-called prophets that are telling us.
那但是我们要听我们的良心怎么讲。
But we must listen to what our conscience has to say.
那当然我们要求神帮助我们，保持一个没有被污染，或者遮蔽的这个良心。
So we ask God for us to maintain a very clear conscience.
那我们自己要努力去维持一个 非常清明的良心。
So we ourselves also have to have a clear conscience.
那第四样，我们请看路加福音第十章。
Fourth, let's turn to Luke chapter 10.
路加福音十章三十八节。
Luke chapter 10, verse 38.
这个三十八节到四十二节，这是有关马大跟玛利亚这一对姐妹的事情。
Verse 38 to 42 is talking about Martha and Mary.
当主耶稣来到他们家，他们都非常的高兴。
When Jesus came to their house, they were all very happy.
那马大就非常忙碌的准备接待主耶稣。
So Martha was very busy receiving Jesus.
四十节说，马大事后的事多，心里忙乱。
Verse 40 says, but Martha was distracted with much serving.
那所以他就对主耶稣说，有带着这个埋怨的口气说，主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人事后，你不在意吗？请吩咐她来帮助我。
So Martha complained to the Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me.
那主耶稣不是责备马大说，你很努力的要接待我，这个是错误的。
So Jesus did not rebuke her, saying that you very diligently serving me is wrong.
是四十一节，耶稣回答说，马大，马大，你为这许多的事思虑烦扰。
Verse 41, and Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things.
42节
42.
但是不可少的只有一件，玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
But one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her.
玛利亚这个马大因为接待的事情，让他这个思虑，让他思虑烦扰。
Martha, because she was busy serving, she became worried and troubled.
就让她服侍这个事情呢打了折扣，成为不够美好。
And this caused her servitude to not be perfect.
那主耶稣在这里强调着玛利亚，她坐在主耶稣脚前来听。这是上好的福分。
And for Mary, sitting at Jesus' feet and listening to his word, is the good part.
主耶稣没有去否定马大的这个接待。
Jesus did not
deny or reject.
Deny and reject Martha's servitude.
很多时候那个不是事情本身不对或不好。
A lot of times it's not that that is a bad thing.
而是这个过程当中没有留意的话，所带来的副产品是不好的。
But sometimes the side effects of if you're not careful, the side effects are bad.
那在这里主耶稣用了一个特别的字眼，叫做上好的。
Here Jesus uses the phrase that good part.
或者是the best。最好的
or the best part.
那这给我们一个提醒，我们要这么做或那么做，其实都可以。
And so, this reminds us that whether we do this or that, it is all okay.
那比较一下，会有优点比较多的。
And when we compare the one that is better,
那我们当然就很清楚的知道我们选择那个更好的甚至是最好的。
So we should choose what is better or even what is best.
所以常常我们想说那这两个姐妹到底她们应该怎么做。
So we may think, what should these two sisters do?
她们应该协调一下协调一下。这个要接待主耶稣当然两个人来做就不会那么吃力不会那么忙碌。
So if both of them receive Jesus, then of course it will not be they will not be as busy.
那主耶稣不晓得多久才会经过这里一次，好好的抓住机会，听听主耶稣的信息，这个也是非常的重要。
And we also don't know how often Jesus came to that village, so to grab hold of the opportunity and to hear his word is also very important.
哦，所以稍微商量一下，稍微安排一下，啊，让整个事情达到最好。
So if they plan it out, and if they plan it out, then they can make this the best.
哦，就像大卫啊，他再求问神一次。
Just like how David inquired of the Lord again.
哦，就让整个事情更加的顺利，更加的美好。
Which caused the entire the process to be smoother and better.
哦，在众人面前再求问神一次。
Because he inquired of the Lord once again in front of everyone.
哦，让众人知道到基伊拉去，啊，这个是神的意思啊，神也跟我们同在。我们能够胜过腓力士人。
And so, and to let everybody know that to go to Keilah was the will of God.
哦，所以怎么知道神对我们的带领
？So how do we know God's guidance for us?
哦，我们看什么是比较好的，什么是最好的
？We can discern what is better or what is the best.
啊，第五项我们请看《传道书》第三章。
Fifth, let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
传道书三章第一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1.
传道书三章第一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1.
啊，凡事都有定期，天下万物都有定时。
To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven.
啊，这个时间，啊，这个对的事情在对的时间做。
We must do the right thing at the right time.
哦，所以这个时机，哈，这个 timing， 啊，也是一个很好的来明白神的带领。
So we can understand God's will through the timing.
哦，就好像大卫已经被撒母耳高立了。
For example, David was anointed by Samuel.
哦，但是什么时候正式当王？
But when was he to officially be king?
哦，那这个就是一个什么时间是最好？
So this is a matter of when the time is right.
哦，那所以不但要做对的事情啊，而且要在对的时候来做。
So not only should we do the right thing, we should do it at the right time.
哦，这样能够达到最好的效果。
This will yield the best result.
那这个在神的带领之下，啊，我们稍微好好的去祷告，好好的去思考，哦，那我们能够抓住，啊，那个最好的时间点。
So, by praying and asking for God's guidance, we can do things at the right time.
哦，我们已经确定了该做什么。
We already know what we ought to do.
哦，那再来就是在什么时候做。
And so the next question is when we should do it.
哦，大卫有机会杀掉扫罗。
David had the opportunity to kill Saul.
哦，那可能他就当王了。
Maybe if he did that, then he would be king right away.
哦，但是这不是最好的方法，啊，当然这也不是最好的时机。
But that was not the best way, and of course that also wasn't the right time.
哦，那第六样，啊，就是我们的祷告。
And sixth is through prayer.
哦，在大卫他们那个时代啊，啊，并没有应许的圣灵。
At that time, in David's time, there was not the promised Holy Spirit.
哦，那今天我们是在有应许的圣灵的时代。
Here we live in a time where there is the promised Holy Spirit.
哦，所以我们更可以从祷告里头啊，哦，来得到神的指示、神的带领。
So even more so, we can receive God's guidance when we pray.
哦，一方面我们祷告啊，一方面我们啊稍微经过一下第一样到第五样。
On one hand, we pray. On the other hand, we can do points 1 through 5.
那保罗其实他也常常这样子。
And Paul, he often did this.
我们请看罗马书第一章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 1.
罗马书第一章第十节。
Romans chapter 1, verse 10.
第十节，保罗说，在祷告之间常常恳求，或者照神的旨意，终能得平坦的道路往你们那里去。
Making request if by some means now at last I may find a way in the will of God to come to you.
啊， 这个保罗希望他能够有机会到这个罗马去。
So Paul hoped that he had the opportunity to go to Rome.
所以他常常为这个事情祷告。
So he often prayed about this matter.
他希望很清楚的得到神的指示，神的带领。
He hoped that he could receive the will of God in his instruction.
那所以他也在观察着怎么做比较合理。
So he was also observing to see what would be most reasonable to do.
那在什么时间去会是最好？
And he also thought about what time would be the best to go.
所以我们很多时候，我们也常常透过祷告，我们来得到神的指示，明白神的带领。
So oftentimes through prayer we can understand God's will and guidance.
我们有些传道人说，你就祷告到你心里觉得平安。
So some preachers would say to keep on praying until you are at peace.
尤其当我们要这个事情好像看起来都差不多，我们在挣扎着到底要选择哪一个。
So when we are choosing what path to take, and each path seems very similar.
那还没有下决心的时候，心里总是常常不是很稳定的，不是很安定的。
So before we make before we commit to a decision, a lot of times our heart is very unstable.
因为可能有两个、三个选项。
Because there may be two or three options.
那祷告到觉得对哪一个选项对我们是能够在祷告上觉得平安的。
And so we pray until we think we feel that one option is what gives us peace.
那所以今天我们已经不再使用这个以弗德但是我们今天所拥有的工具是比大卫的时候还要多。
So today we no longer use the ephod, but the tools that we have are more than that of David.
所以大卫能够 得到神的指示跟带领今天我们同样也可以得到神的指示跟带领。
So today, David, he received the instruction and guidance of God, and the same for us today.
好，那我说过，大卫只是短暂的住进伊基拉，他又很快的离开。
So David only temporarily came to the city of Keilah, and he left very quickly.
我们请看回撒母耳记上。撒母耳记上二十三章。
Let's turn back to 1 Samuel chapter 23.
这个扫罗他一直在打听大卫在哪里。
And Saul, he was always trying to find out where David was.
只要知道了，他通常就会过来要抓大卫。
Because once he found out, he would often go to where David was to try to capture him.
那现在到扫罗他已经知道大卫在这个。
So now David knew that David Saul knew that David was at Keilah.
所以扫罗呢，很快的就要追过来。
So Saul was coming quickly.
我们请看二十三章第九节。
Let's turn to chapter 23, verse 9.
大卫知道扫罗设计谋害他，就对祭司亚比亚他说：“将以弗德拿过来。”
When David knew that Saul plotted evil against him, he said to Abiathar the priest, "Bring the ephod here."
所以大卫仍然是借着这个以弗德他来求神的指示，求神的带领。
So David through the ephod inquired of the Lord for his guidance.
那大卫就问神说：“扫罗会过来吗？”
So he asked God, "Will Saul come?"
那这座城的人会将我交在扫罗的手里吗？
And will the men of Keilah deliver me into the hand of Saul?
我们看十二节。
Let's read verse 12.
大卫又说：“伊基拉人将我和跟随我的人交在扫罗手里，不交，主说必交出来。”
And David said, "Will the men of Keilah deliver me and my men into the hand of Saul?" And the Lord said, "They will deliver you."
所以神肯定的跟大卫讲，这城里的人会将你交给扫罗。
So God told David, "They will deliver you."
啊，十三节，当然大卫就赶快离开这个基伊拉。
So David quickly departed from Keilah.
好，那我们会想说，神叫他来，那很快的又叫他离开。
So we may think God told him to come, and then very quickly told him to leave.
如果是我们的话，你会对神的带领，我们会怎么看？
If it was us, how will we see God's guidance?
好像我没事做，神你特别就安排了事情让我做。
It's like we have nothing to do, and God, God has us do things.
我们怎么来看神？
How would we think of God?
这就是你对我的指示跟对我的带领。
This is your guidance for me.
我这样进来这里，很快的又离开这里。
I came here quickly and I left very quickly.
这我们可以想一想，这就是神的指示跟神的带领。
We can think about this. This was the guidance of God.
那我会这样提出来，当然我有想过。
And for me, since I bring this up, I have also thought about this.
好，我们刚才我在讲背景的时候有提到是哪些人在跟大卫。
When I was talking about the background, we mentioned what kind of people were following David.
好，不是勇士，不是有能力的人。
They were not warriors. They were not people who had ability.
好，大卫要靠这些人来成功，来做王。
David, through these people, was trying to be successful and become king.
当然，他也要靠，一定要靠神。
Of course, he also had to rely on God.
我们现在讲的是人的层面。
We are talking about the level of man.
这些人能够打仗吗？
Could these people fight?
如果有经过训练，也是可以，是可以打仗的。
If they were trained, then of course they could fight.
人的能力有时候是先天的，有时候是训练出来的。
Sometimes ability, people have ability naturally. Sometimes they obtain ability through training.
这应该是小型的战争。在二十三章，这个是小的战争。
In chapter 23, this was a small war or battle.
所以这是一个很好的训练。
So this was a very good training ground for them.
所以神在训练大卫的人，大卫的人才。
So God was training David's men.
好，那好，我们也来看一下人。
And so let us look at the people.
这基拉的人啊，大卫救他们，他们竟然可以把大卫交出来。
The men of Keilah, even though David saved them, they were willing to deliver David to Saul.
所以神跟大卫讲得很清楚，他们一定会把你交出来。
God very clearly told David that they would deliver him.
神也在训练大卫这个能够认识人，懂得人性。
So God was also training David to learn about human nature.
从人来看，基拉的人怎么可以这样子？
So we can think how come the men of Keilah would be like this?
但是人就是这么软弱。
But man has this kind of weakness.
就事实上来讲，他们是没有办法抵抗非利士人，也没有办法抵抗扫罗的。
Because they could not, they were not able to protect themselves against the Philistines or from Saul.
所以为了整个城的人，他们是一定必须把大卫交出来。
So for the men of the city, they had to deliver David to Saul.
人真的有很多的限制，包括软弱。
Man has a lot of limitations and weaknesses.
也不要把他们看成说，他们是忘记恩典的人。
So we shouldn't think that these are people who forgot about the grace that they received.
因为 他们也是很无助的啊，也是不得已啊，没有办法，一定要这样子。
Because they couldn't help but do what they had to do.
哦，如果我们啊对人能够有更清楚的了解认识。
If we come to know human nature more clearly.
哦，那我们人与人之间就会减少掉很多的问题。
Then in our relationships with other people, there would be less problems.
哦，所以大卫需不需要咒诅这些人？
So did David have to curse these people?
不需要。
No.
哦，大卫需不需要对这些人生气？也不需要。
David also did not need to be angry with these people.
啊，因为这是很真实的人。
Because this was human nature.
啊，最后我们请看希伯来书十三章。
Lastly, let's turn to Hebrews chapter 13.
希伯来书十三章第三节。
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 3.
第三节，你要纪念啊被捆绑的人，好像与他们同受捆绑；也要纪念遭苦害的人，想到自己也在肉身之内。
Remember the prisoners as if chained with them, those who are mistreated, since you yourselves are in the body also.
好，我很喜欢最后那一句话说，想到自己也在肉身之内。
I really like the last part of the verse, since you yourselves are in the body also.
哦，那这样子我们对别人就可以有不太啊，就可以有啊太多的那种不必要的要求。
That way we, our expectations of other people will be,
那么多的 expectation.
Yeah, we wouldn't have as many expectations for others.
哦，那当然哈，我们。有时候也不需要对自己有那么多的要求。
A lot of times we don't need to expect too much of ourselves.
啊，好，那我们啊对这一段故事哈，我就做这样的分享。
So this is my sharing on the story.
啊，希望我们对神的带领跟神的指示啊，能够有一些多一点的了解。
Hopefully we can have a better understanding of God's guidance and will.
好，一起唱诗六十七首。
Sing hymn 67.